Hello, my name is Sydney Schiffner, and I am a master's student at the University of Minnesota being advised by Craig Schaefer. And I'm here today to talk to you about Silphium integrifolium. I'm going to call it Silphium a lot. It's an alternative perennial oilseed crop that we're researching at the University of Minnesota. So why are we researching it there? Well, first, it provides an economic return in the form of an oilseed, similar to sunflower as seen here. It's native to the U.S. So the dark green here in the map indicates counties where it's native, and the light green in the states indicates states where it is native, but there is no county level data. It is a massive forage provider for many pollinators, as can be seen here. If you're in the fields in July and or August, you're going to see butterflies and bees everywhere. It's actually a large resource for them. And it also has a very deep root system. So in this diagram, the root system goes down to about 9 feet. So it's able to access water that otherwise annuals would not be able to access, as well as contribute carbon to local soil storage. So this is a typical Silphium plant. It's got multiple stems extruding from a single crown, and it produces many flowers on top of these multiple stems. They're very small. But essentially, we've never planted this type of plant within an agronomic system. So my research is seeking to just do basic agronomic experiments on this plant to see its seed yield potential. So the first experiment I've undertaken is a planting density experiment. This is planted in 2015, and this is a picture of the stems growing in the second year in 2016 of a replicate of that experiment. And so far, we found that the best arrangement is 0.46 meters by 0.61 meters, and that produces about 1,013 kilograms of seed per hectare. The nitrogen rate experiment is arranged in a similar way to the picture here, and we found so far that the best arrangement for that is the highest density at which we planted it, which is 0.61 meters by 0.61 meters at the highest nitrogen rate that we had, which is 179 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, and that on average produced in 2016 about 1,810 kilograms of seed per hectare, which is about half of the production of wheat sunflower cultivars in similar environments. The third experiment I'm undertaking is a seeding date experiment. The picture here, I should explain about the experiment a little bit. Each of these rows is planted on a different date, and that one row there that was flowering was planted in September 1st of 2015. This picture was taken in August, so as you can see, either the plants reach some sort of carbon storage requirement or some sort of vernalization requirement to produce these flowers and subsequent seed in that year. This year, the results aren't as conclusive, but we'll have to see if there's any trends. And we've also done oils percentage analysis at the USDA ARS in Fargo. And using all the seeds that we've collected from these experiments, and we found that the percentage ranges from about 16% to 28%, which is relatively similar to that of traditional undomesticated sunflower. So future agronomic studies at the University of Minnesota include, first, doing a mowing experiment, maybe not with something that high tech, but seeing the forage potential and mowing at different times to look at forage quality as well as protein percentage in different types of tissue. Doing a polyculture experiment to see, since Silphium is a native prairie plant, will it produce better in a system that has grasses and legumes, or nothing at all, just a monoculture. A desiccation experiment, since this is a relatively undomesticated perennial species, it stays green far longer into the year than is ideal for mechanization or any type of harvesting equipment, so we're going to look at either chemical or frost treatments to see what the best desiccation agent is for that, as well as looking into mechanical harvesting of Silphium. This is just a harvester harvesting sunflower plots, but seeing what a type of mechanized harvesting will be best for harvesting Silphium. So, yes. And I kind of buzzed through that. So, thank you.
Very good.